Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, you got anything like to kind of lift everybody up a little bit? It's kind of stayed up late watching games last night. Couple of bad losses.
Yeah, I'm aware. We can try.
Thanks for being aware.
I mean, yeah.
Thanks.
I'm aware.
I've been present.
I saw him too, Jerky. Yeah. I saw him too, Jerky. You can call me that. That's fine.
All right. We have someone from the NFL who is going to be off the All-Husky list here. Will not be part of the – you need an NFL Husky.
You really like this All-Husky thing. Wow. You fat-shaming – you're
right.
A bad man.
Right.
You can call me a fat-shaming pig or something. That's where you're going with that one. Mac Jones, who's known now the little, call it like a beer gut. Is that fair? Says, by the way, who doesn't say this? They're in the best shape of their life is what he's come out and said here. He's best shape of his life. Receiver Kendrick Bourne also said he looks really good. His stomach is gone. So Mac Jones and his second year, living the skinny life.
So amazing, like
best shape of his life.
Right,
it's just so amazing. Like nobody ever used to talk about this stuff. Like it was like whatever you're in, you might give the guy a hard time, but you know if he was, you think Sonny Jurgensen and those. What do you think all those guys look like? Mm. See some of the pictures of those guys. They're drinking beer as part of their diet.
Right. Not anymore.
I don't know why I keep bringing up Sonny Jurgensen. That's because I feel bad. I mentioned Billy Kilmer, and he's like, Joe, you got to mention
me. Right.
Nobody had more fun
than
those
really
two.
Happy, right? Yeah.
Billy, we got to get Billy Kilmer on one day up in Coral Springs. He's one of my favorite guys.
A little storytelling?
He's got good stories.
Right.
Any relation to Val?
No. Not everything goes back to a movie.
No, I don't know. We were talking about Batman the other day.
Oh,
I don't know.
No.
Maybe it was.
It's way before your time, I know.
Okay.
And none of the old guys could play today, so go ahead. What else you got?
Val's old, too, I would imagine. He was Batman like 30 years ago.
Val, yeah.
All right. Back to Formula One here, guys. We are a big Formula One show.
No, you are. This is self-serving. Go ahead, Formula One head.
Cards are next.
Well, it involves Drake, so that'll get you going. Drake bet $300,000 on this past Sunday's race, the Formula One Spanish Grand Prix.
Hope he took bet, your advice.
He bet on Ferrari driver Charles Leclerc. I think is how you say it.
It is.
Leclerc.
It is.
And
okay, you end that.
So Leclerc was
laughs at his own stuff too. It's amazing. Yeah.
How many people tell a joke and laugh at their own joke?
It's been a bad night. You know, you guys have been miserable this morning, so I'm gonna laugh at my own joke. So kiss. Yeah, you know where I'm going with that. Yeah. All right. So Drake bets $300,000 on Leclerc to win the race at +150. His engine had like a power failure type thing. He was winning. He was gonna win the race easily, and he had like a power failure of some kind. And had to retire. So Max ends up winning the race. He wins. Seems like he wins all of them.
Right.
And Drake, instead of winning the $750,000 total payout there, he would have gotten $300 back plus his $450 in profit. He gets zero.
Out $300,000.
And you're out.
You know the nice
grand.
Thing for Drake, he can afford it.
Right.
That's true.
He's been placing a lot of big bets.
Should have taken your advice. Wasn't your advice just always bet on Max?
Always bet on Max. Right. He's the favorite.
Right.
Bet on his teammate, the guy who never
got on Max second. We already know that guy can't win.
Yeah, right. Cal Norton. Yeah. We talked about that yesterday.
Cal Norton.
Joe's never seen that movie.
I know.
All right. Speaking of deep pockets here, did you guys see Stephen Ross is going to be buying Miami Beach's Duville Hotel?
Is it Duville or Duval?
I don't know. D-E-A-U-V-I-L-L-E.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, I figured you would know, Joe, seeing as the Beatles came there in 1964 when you were down here playing for the Dolphins. So I don't know if you were familiar with the...
You were living in Boca as a baby. Go ahead. No, you weren't even born yet.
Just for both your sakes, 1966 was the first year of the Dolphins.
Yeah.
Oh,
1964.
Okay. He knew that, but it was just
I don't think he
trying
knew.
To get a shot back at him.
I don't think he knew.
Yeah, but Joe, you must have some history with this hotel. It's very famous, and now Stephen Ross has bought it. They said it's worth up to hundreds of millions of dollars.
Of course
I don't
it
know
is.
What he paid for right. it exactly. What's
doesn't
the
matter. He can get whatever he
yeah,
wants.
A mill here, a mill there. What's
doesn't
the difference,
matter.
Right?
Right.
But this is cool. It looks like he's going to maybe refurbish the place. It's been closed for 5 years.
Sure, it's going to look excellent when it's all said and done.
You have any history at this place? Looks like all your favorites, like Frank Sinatra was there.
Oh.
And the Beatles, JFK, like a lot of your favorites, Joe.
I don't know, but it must have meant something to the owner of the Miami Dolphins
to,
who
right?
grew up down there.
Or someone told him it'd be a hell of an investment.
Grew up in Miami Beach right. and always liked that and said, I'm going to buy that. It's going to be my toy.
And make it bigger and better.
And if he's buying it, there's a profit to be made.
100%. He's not buying it to show it off.
You get like a little preferential treatment there. You get the presidential suite. Maybe you get the Beatles suite or something. They have that there.
Woody, I don't know. How many more questions you want to ask me about this? I don't know. Never saw the Beatles.
Really?
Hate to break it. No.
Frank Sinatra.
Mm. You've seen Sinatra?
No.
I'm shocked you never saw the Beatles.
Really? You're funny, man.
My parents saw the Beatles, I would think.
No. You think?
They were fans.
Don't you think you would know, you're close to your parents in Boca, that you don't think you would know, your parents wouldn't have told you, we Boca. Got to see the Beatles. You're a clown. You really are.
Okay.
Are you going to take off a couple days too?
Who's taking off?
Zach?
Me.
Anything
what else
good?
Do you have?
All right, here's some good
God, you're what's wrong with you
no,
today?
I'm just in a bad mood because the team
I'm
sucked.
Not in a bad mood. I'm in a good mood, but you like keep bringing up stuff about the Beatles. I didn't see them. I like them, though.
Mm.
I do All enjoy right. their stuff.
Yeah. Final story here. This is a big one. Arby's is going to be launching a new item here, and for the first time in the restaurant's history, they're going to be selling a burger.
More meats.
The Wagyu Steakhouse Burger will make a limited run here at $5.99, started yesterday through July 31st.
Are you an Arby's guy?
Nope.
Yeah, I haven't eaten Arby's in a long
I
time.
I think Arby's is a very underrated restaurant.
I don't know
excellent
where a lot
fast
are.
Food.
That's a problem.
I had one over by where I used to live a long, long time ago in Plantation.
Yeah,
the Arby's on, would that have been Sunrise and University?
Right, yep.
Now, I know Joe knows
about this.
Next
to Fuddruckers, over by Fuddruckers.
And now it's a beauty supplies store or something like that. I actually just
like that old Fuddruckers.
Right, that was a good one.
Fuddruckers really good.
Yeah.
Just a couple of things here. Wagyu, which means Japanese cow. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
I don't know if you raised any of those on your farm.
I didn't live on a farm.
I don't think they had Japanese cows.
No, you milked. I mean, you milked. I guess you didn't slaughter, but you milked.
My great-grandparents had.
Right.
You didn't. You just milked. You didn't slaughter, right?
No, we had a big dairy farm. But, no, they had obviously had their own cows that they did slaughter, too, for meat. Yes.
Really? How do you know, like, when they run out of milk, you eat them? Is that?
No, it's a different kind of cow.
So, tummy. Wagyu.
I'm about ready to wag you. I swear to God. Is there anything else you want to go after today?
Can we go back?
Is there anything you can do?
When they run out of milk, is that when we slaughter them?
These are the best shots he's taken in a long time today. He thinks he's salty about some stuff going on.
Right, right.
And so he's
not salty.
Go ahead.
So wagyu, which is Japanese cow, refers to a specific breed of cattle Known for its rich flavor and buttery tenderness, Arby's version weighs 6.4 ounces and is a 52% blend of American Wagyu and 48% ground beef that is cooked sous vide style to create a juicy and tender burger. Well, am I boring you?
It all sounds good.
How much more, like, you're breaking Arby's down? I know you like Arby's, and that's good, and there's nothing wrong with Arby's. Nice, big. Where's the meat?
Where's the meat?
I think you just put together, like, two different... You did Wendy's.
McDonald's.
Where's the meat? Wasn't it where's the beef?
Like, where's the meat?
You just said where's the meat? And I know that the Arby's one is we have the meats, right?
I'm starting to get them all confused. You got it. Oh, man.
That was good by you.
I need to go and get some sleep.
You just did a double commercial there. Well done.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Someone on the text line says it's Deauville, like Huberdo. I don't think those rhyme. It sounds like Deauville, like Huberdo, the guy said for the hotel.
Are we still talking about the meat? What are we talking about?
I don't know. I don't know if he's back at the hotel.
I went back to the hotel.
Is the hotel serving the Wagyu beef?
I went back to the hotel where Joe saw the Beatles.
All right.
I wasn't here. I got to explain I wasn't here in the 60s.
No.
Hell, Larry and Bob weren't here.
Texas says word
Dolphins
has it.
Dolphins weren't here.
Joe got his degree from Wagyu.
Yeah. That, by the way, that might be accurate.
Am I saying that one wrong, too?
We've got the beefs.
Is it not Wagyu?
I don't know, Woody.
You're
telling the stories and you're asking
right,
us.
Right,
like,
right.
So you're the creative one.
All right. I got to address this really quick because we have time here. Hawk was saying yesterday, I guess, on the show how disgusting the microphone is that you use in there. He's
nasty.
That, yeah. So there's a coating of... I don't know what it is.
It's
nasty. Chewed food.
Yes.
I don't know what it is, but I have tried with so when I come in there to host, yeah, there is a mic
stuff on there too.
There is a mic cover for you.
Is that mine?
I have tried to wipe it down, but it is like a very thick gum-like substance that
is nasty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any idea what that is?
I have no idea, Woody.
A lot of people use that mic.
Everybody, but I use it a lot.
Right. Yeah.
Is there anything else
you
want? You've been on a roll today, man. You've been real good.
We've got the beefs.
That's still one
of my favorite things you said, though.
Would you try that burger?
Probably not when I go to burgers. Probably not going to be the first thing.
I'm going to be honest. I don't go to Arby's for a burger. Like, it wouldn't be like, hey, let's go get a burger. Let's go to Arby's.
Obviously, research says they needed a burger.
Well, they have the meats or the beefs.
They have the meats, the beefs.
They got everything.
I tell you what, their commercials are good, though.
Oh, yeah. They have good commercials. They do a good job.
Thick. They look.
The roast beef.
You get your money's worth when you go in there when you look at that on those TV commercials. All right. We got 8 o'clock hour coming up. We got a lot more stuff to get to. Woody's on his way home. He's got
to leave.
You
wanted a distraction from the teams.
Right. Yeah, it's true. You did ask
for
that.
You didn't think about the teams for the last 10 minutes, right?
No, I couldn't. I couldn't think of anything
Arby's,
else besides
1851 North University Drive, Plantation, Florida, 33322.
So it's probably still there.
Zip code.
It's still there, the one you're talking about.
Wow. I'm going to do that on my traffic reports. I'm just going to give Arby's location.
Well, listen, that means...
Hopefully he can be accurate.
It must be doing well. It's made it through all these years because everything else around it...
Nothing is the same. Right, you're 100%
right. How about that onion roll they use on the beef and cheddar? It's just a unique twist on the bun.
Joe's face.
I have no idea, Woody.
Coming up next, the Panthers got swept. There you go.
The Heat lost too.
Yeah, by 50.
Is there anything else you want to talk about? Maybe we ought to do a food show because we're in the food business, not sports, since now you know so much about setting shows up.
Oh.
And now you're so good at that. That's good.
Oh, calm
Let's
down
do that. No, no, no. We'll do that because we want to do food because it's important to you, Arby's, today.
There was no card stuff in there. I give him that.
Yeah, he did. You're right. He didn't do
he
a card.
He stayed away from the guy.
There was a Popeye's toy, like a little toy that sold for like $80,000, but we skipped through that one.
All right, right now, before we get the 8 o'clock hour, and Rajah Bell's going to join us at 9 o'clock this morning. Anything. You suck, Woody. South Florida Chevy dealers, I just want to let you know, man, it's going well over there. Things are good, man. We got a lot of new. We got a lot of used Tahoes and Suburbans with that big, beautiful SUV. Got that brand new look. And then on top of that, not just the brand new look, that sporty look, but also more space. Same with the Traverse. Midsize SUV, but it doesn't feel midsize. It's got so much space for you and your family. And then our smaller SUVs, the new Trailblazer, the Blazer and Equinox. plenty of style and substance and a fantastic look that you're really going to enjoy. And then Silverado trucks, strong, durable Silverado trucks, perfect for your family. Man, I'm telling you, whatever you're looking for, a working truck to a truck that's got to have room for the family, the kids, we got you covered, man. Silverado makes a lot of different style trucks for you to fit your lifestyle. And Corvettes and Camaros still as sexy as can be. Hey, listen, if we don't have it new, we'll have it used as they start to come in. And we want to let you know, if you haven't been out there and you're looking for something new, the lease is up, you just want to get in something new, we've got convenient locations in Dade, Broward, and Monroe County. Find new roads and fall in love today at your South Florida Chevy dealer.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.